conservation groups are calling on U.S. senators to block William Perry Penley's nomination to lead the Bureau of Land Management. Penley has been the acting head of the BLM since July 2019 and is known as a high-profile advocate of selling off public lands to states and his anti-government views. Executive Director of the Montana Wildlife Federation Frank Selassie calls Penley a radical choice that threatens Westerners' access to public lands.
Mr. Penley's been out of line with Montana values and Western values his entire career, and he can't sidestep that.
In a letter sent to senators on Thursday, the National Wildlife Federation and its Western affiliates call for a speedy nomination process and to reject Penley. They say he has prioritized oil and gas leasing above all else during his year as acting director. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said in a statement that Penley has decades of experience in federal land management policy as an attorney. Selassie says selling off public lands, as Penley has suggested, would affect Montana's hunters and anglers for a long time.
This is a generational threat, and Senators Tester and Daines need to be very clear about whether they support Montana's public lands and hunting and fishing, or whether they support Penley's fire sale and privatization schemes.
Selassie adds that Montana's public lands attract people from across the country. He says non-state residents spent $3.6 billion on their visits that help support the state's economy.
To have the loss of public accountability for those lands, to have them privatized, it's a real threat and one that we're taking very seriously.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.